is motivation. Geilus l'shub davar. And we have mentioned that next year will be on Geir Kotel. Okay. Or, I don't know, Geir Kotel or on Maisa Geilus. Maisa Geilus, then Geir Kotel. Let's cover the major part of Halachos. If you'll turn to page 147A, 147, I have some A's and B's you don't have, but I add something, I give it a letter addition. Okay. Here we have a fundamental machlokes that somehow I think our gedolim missed their chinuch obligation to point it out. But it's clear that this is most likely the single most important machlokes when it comes to the question of geirus for less than the highest purpose, less than the highest motivation. A geirus where the interest is, general klal is, the general Russian use, geirus is issues, but love davke issues, many other reasons that a person may have to want to become a Jew, as we'll see. Look at the Mishneh Hanitun al Hashivcha. Which presents immediately our problem. One of the most common problems. What if a husband and wife want geilus? So the simple problem is they're both goyim, they want geilus. You have a problem of what? Lahavchin bein zera kodesh to zera chol. So we'd like them to separate for 3 months. Halacha l'maaseh is, I might as well mention it here, we're not makpid on that. Why? Because we know how to solve that problem. We wait until her next menstrual cycle. Next time she menstruates, we do the geilus. So we're sure that she cannot be pregnant. Chazal knew that Eitzah too, nevertheless didn't give that Eitzah, but Bezman Hazeh we do. Okay. It's pretty well all the poskim agree that pregnancy test, wait for the next menstruation. So that's so make sure that the child is identified, right, whether Horoso was Bekedusha or not. Not that it makes too much difference, right? Because if she's pregnant and she goes to mikveh geilus, the child is also comes out Jewish. Nevertheless, there's a pagam. Didn't want to make a pagam, so try to avoid that. What pagam means, I don't know. But it's what the Bali Musa once said. I don't know which one said it, but. Yaakov was angry at Shimon Balevi because be'apam hogu ish. Be'apam with a nose, they kill somebody. So, yeah, you ask him about, what do you think about this fellow? He say, eh. Okay. It's be'apam hogu ish. So we don't want that pegam. Okay. But there's a gzeirat rabbanan here. What if there are not two goyim, there's one Jew and one goyim, and they were living together, and now he's a balchuva, and they want to straighten out their lives? Leave out any question here of motivation, because the motivation really is not significant. They did pretty well before they became balchuva. You can't say that the geilus is mishum ishus. They were married already. But there is a gzeirat rabbanan. You see the Achiezer makes a big union of this in the Shaila that we'll be discussing. Areze lo yikones, areze lo yichnos, vimkines emos, emos imiyodo. What's the business? Hanitan ala shivcho. Don't really know, but we're pretty sure that they were having sexual relations. So we will not be megaya then. It's an isu ambezdin. Why is pasnished? It's not nice. We'll soon see. However, if they did get married, we're not going to force them to divorce. Hanito nalechus ish. If the same rumors applied to a man with his friend's wife, then the friend divorces her and he wants to marry her, we won't allow it. And the husband divorced her, right? After being shekines, Yotzi will force them to get divorced. Okay. Hogeilus miyu havi. You're not questioning the legality of the geilus. What you're saying is, we won't let them benefit from the geilus. We won't be mesar the kedushin for them. V'raminu echad ishur is geil l'shem ishus l'shem isha echad ishur is geil l'shem ish a geiras l'shem ishus. For financial advantage, that's what Shulchan Malachim means. Lishum Avdei Shlomo, political advantage. Einam Geirim, Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. Shoya Rab Nechemya Omer, Echa Geirei Aroyos, Echa Geirei Chalomos, Echa Geirei Mordechai Vester, Ein Geirim Ashi Yisgairu Bizman Hazeh. One bizman hazeh, bizman hazeh, salka daitro, there's no bizman hazeh. Ella meaning, as we do bizman hazeh, ki bizman hazeh, as we're makpid today, not to accept them, it has any motivation other than love of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We won't accept them. Itmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Shvur Bavarta, Bishmei Darav, Halacha, ki divra omer, kulam geirim heim. Don't accept them, you accept them. I'm talking about Achamais already. But they did go to a geirus. No one's going to question. Even though I know Vadai, it was Mishum Ishus, Mishum Malochim, etc. This machlokes is a critical machlokes, not in this simple halacha. Yeah, accept it, I accept them. But the whole question of motivation. How pure must their motive be? Here are this deserves a shiur on a broad topic known as Dvorim Shebelev, whether Havi Dvorim, Lo Havi Dvorim, whether we have a concept of Umdana or not Umdana. Are you people familiar with these Lashonas? Okay? That's what the Machlokas really is. The Rav Nechemya is posing a solid wall. I will not accept if the Dvorim Shebelev are not what the mouth says, then Dvorim Shebelev Havi Dvorim. That's what he's saying. Just as where our circumstances will Mukho Milso, we say Dvorim Shebelev Havi Dvorim. He's saying here too, Dvorim Shebelev Havi. That's the real point he's making. See why? He's going to argue with the whole sugi we pass in Dvorim Shebelev Eina Dvorim. So here I'll give you my svara. All of Kabbalah's Geirus is a Dvorim Shebelev. It all goes on motivation. It's all being discussed on what his intent is. There's nothing he does externally on Maaseh that really proves anything. A fella jumps into a swimming pool, big deal. He goes to Mila, as you'll see. in one of my Shrael's Tshuvas, he mentions Mila is no big deal nowadays. Everybody gets circumcised. Goyim also. It's no good, no hochocha in there. The real Gelus is only Belev. Different. Nechemiah has a fabulous point. He says, don't hack me a Chinese here with the sugi of Dolcha Belev. It doesn't apply here. There you have a sugi where everything is done by Maseh. Question is, there's a conflict between Maseh and Dolcha Belev. He does no conflict with Maseh and Von Shabalev. He does Von Shabalev and Von Shabalev. We don't pass him that way. The Halacha is not like him. The Halacha is that it's Von Shabalev. He went through the motions, etc., etc. I must assume it's okay. Why? So they have a Loshon, which you see in the Achonim, but it's really directly from the Ritva. If you turn to the Ritva on page 162. It's not Bon Shabbat. So it's underlined there. Important Ritva, halacha, you have it? It's marked off. Also, I mean, the ego display of knowing everything about pears, aren't you looking with somebody? Halacha, Kedivrei, Ha'omrim, Kulon Gerin. Pirish, Gemora, Gemirolon, the Rabbonon, Pligi, Rabbi Nechemia, Ustam, Masnishin, Rabbonon, who? Okay. The Hikshu, Betosvis, Kivan, the Gerai Royos, Gerim, Hein, the Rabbonon, Lama, Omru, Shem, Ka'akum, Laman, Doma, Gerai Royos, Kirsu Shaina Hosam Shakosu Omar Leim Eselohehem Hoya Obdim Lomar Shon is Gairo Belev Sholevi Olam Lo Kiblu Alehem. Very critical halacha lemaisa observation of Tzitzis. You can't have people go through a galus and go out and celebrate with a lobster dinner. Well, you know, Vadai, immediately after Gelus, no gap. You see, they don't observe. Come to a little tshuva, I'll show you in a minute. How do I know that the Gerei Arroyos, those who hold Gerei Arroyos, were not real Gerim. He says, the Torah is made of him. Es Eloheim, Heim Ovdim. Es Eloheim, Heim Ovdim means what? They finished the Gerus, came out of the Mikveh, right, and went to thank their God in church. So, you know, that's why I said there's no Gerus. But in our case, even though I know that he only became a ger to marry this pretty Jewish girl, but kiven shen is gairu v'kiblu aleihem chazokohu de'agav unsayhu gamru v'kiblu. Very astute observation. In America, we worship the God of autonomy, the big A. Once upon big A, anyone knows ethics, big A always meant abortion. Now no more. Abortion is big, old time stuff. Now A is autonomy. We worship a God of autonomy. So, but we don't do a thing only autonomously. We do things because we're forced to do it. With autonomy, I wouldn't stop at a red light. But then I stop at a red light. Because I want to stop at a red light. Because I stop at a red light. That's agav unsei. What do you mean volition, voluntary? You wanted to do it. You did it because you don't do everything only because you want to do it. You do things because you have to do it. I want to marry the girl. I have to become Jewish. I become Jewish. Nothing wrong with the end result. The motivation is terrible. I don't want you to become Jewish to marry a pretty girl. I want you to become Jewish because you love the Rabbeinu Shlomo, you love his Torah. But the fact is, you were forced because some other desire you had, something else you wanted to do autonomously, you're therefore willing to accept the restrictions of society. Our society restrictions are you have to become Jewish. That's not a chesaron in the Kabbalah, that's what he's telling you. That's the hesbah for the why the Rabbanon disagree with Rav Nechemya. Sure, the Dvon Shebelev were terrible. He had no intention of becoming Jewish. He doesn't want to be Jewish. But I know in order for me to live a happy life with my wife, right, I have to eat kosher. I got to go to shul 3 times a day. Got to wear tzitzis. End result, he begins to look Jewish already. Difficult, difficult to accept because we started at a higher level. We started at a level of what Gael should mean. Right? Gael Tzedek was willing to give his life for Kaddish Baruch Hu already. Pick up that Tesis on 147a. Lobi may David, I'm sorry, I drop further in the Gemara. Pick up the Gemara. Ein mekabel gerim limos haMashiach. Chlotzivo lo mekabel gerim lo bimei David lo bimei Shlomo. Why? Because the assumption was that they mean it not for love of Kadosh Baruch Hu. They mean it for Shulchan Melachim, for social reasons, etc. So Tosfos picks up. Lob me Dov, lob me Shlomo. Aye, we know there were famous people who became Gerim at the time of David and Shlomo. Iti Hagiti, Ubas Paro, Dibimei Shlomo, right? You said they don't, but there you have two front page news stories of Kabbalah Bimei David, Bimei Shlomo, Lo Kasher. Why? Very good. The media who time Elam Shem Shulchan Melachim, Hanen Lo Tzrichi. What are you saying? Simple pshat. Bas Paro needed the Yichis of Shlomo. Paro was a bigger Yichis. So you can't accuse them of social climbing. They were on the top of the ladder. That's why it didn't apply to them. Good. Simple kasha, simple teretz. Avo kosher. Gabi Meister, the Givoni, Medovid, the Tosu Gerim al Yisrael, Kuf Nunelet. Mo says, 150,000 Gerim flooded Am Yisrael at the time of the Givonim where they agreed to accept them. How was that? And these were, remember, they presented themselves to David HaMelech as poor, poverty-stricken tribes, etc. Yishlomah, the measrom is gairo. Okay. Kidashkechon gabi mordechai v'ester. He says in the Megillah, the rabbi mea meores mis yahadim. Who took them in? Why there? Clearly, they suddenly got religion. They suddenly wanted to become Jewish. Why? Because Jews were on top, right? And the Haman got clobbered, and Mordechai is now wearing Haman's clothes, so that's what they want. V'yesh svarim shekosu behen lo kiblu gerim lo b'mei David lo b'mei Shlomo elo shenasu gerim gerurim. Concept of gerim gerurim is second class citizens. They became gerim, but no one really treated them with their cheres as gerim, because they were not sincere. We didn't believe they were sincere. So the real gerus didn't apply. Then by he to pay base the Shabbos to also come in the hill of gerim aslasus coin. There we learned that traces before with you, but tuach hoya hillel the sofo las. That's fine. Okay. That I told you is also a big moko to allow for some subjectivity in the gala situation. It isn't all by the letter of the law. There's some subjectivity there. In the case of Hillel, who was willing to lead a gala on and say, okay, we'll do what you want, yeah, but just come and study Torah. V'chein ahid atcheles yase lekamei de Rebbe, right? Gireine amnash enase leoso Talmud. Anyone know that story? That's the Gemara in Menachos of a fellow who heard about a zona in some distant land who charged $100,000 for a night, and he decided to go to visit her, sent the money in advance, and Mother describes the luxury that she set up for him, luxurious quarters, etc. And as he was prepared to do an Aveira, you have to understand this, Mo says she was naked, he was naked, but his tzitzis flew up and hit him in the face, right? And that made him stop. Anyway, and he wouldn't do the Aveira, and she was, the zona was so impressed that his wife, he began to, told her a little bit about what tzitzis are, what Judaism is, etc. And she came to become a geiris. That's the story that Tosis is referring to. Okay. But she said why she wants to marry this fellow. Marry him legally now. Yeah. And it was approved. Right. So yes, there, okay. There you have to understand that there had to be some subjectivity here. Batuach hoya, right? Hillel was batuach. This put the story together, realized that this pretty lady was coming to ask for gelus. She had no problem. She had financial security with what she was doing. She was doing very well. So therefore, it's not a case where she was motivated by anything else but the purest motive.
So if a wealthy woman a wealthy non-Jewish woman says, I'd like to marry this pauper Jewish fellow, we'll say, oh, that's fine. You clearly have lofty motivations, because we don't think romance is a motivation. We only think money is a motivation.
I said it depends on subjectivity. So it depends who the subject is and who the object is. Right? He's telling you a situation where there is this secure knowledge, your subjective secure knowledge that this is going to work out. And naturally, Samar Zabi wouldn't do such a thing. You understand what you're asking? You understand my answer?
It it's subjective, but you are reading into the, you mentioned that
let me say a little sharper.
The prostitute okay. is permitted to convert is because she is financially successful in her profession. So Marilyn Monroe was financially successful in her profession. She converted to marry Arthur
the
Miller,
subjectivity so. Of Hillel, right, has to be given a little extra credit. Okay, a little bit of Amunas Chazal comes in here, that what he subjectively analyzed is different than what you subjectively analyze. Okay? Next. By the way, the Rav in that case was also not exactly a Ravovo Kitzema Chasod and a Satiho, but a Rav Kvar Shenema, that was Rabchi in the Gemara in Menaches. Yeah.
And if we're going to take this as a model to learn about modern Gerus.
I'm sorry?
If this is our model to learn about modern Gerus, we still have to be able to have a certain amount of.
There is no equivalent model in modern Gaelus, I don't think.
So.
What you have over here, you'll soon see. We'll pick up what we have already printed in the language of the Gedolia Poskim. But I don't think it would fair to equate any other Rav with the subjectivity of Hillel or Rav Chiya. Sorry?
It's a proof of the permissibility of past actions, but not future.
I don't know. I don't know what Hill saw in this individual to give him that confidence that everything will work out. Mo says that's part of Emunas Chazal to understand that Hillel should be given that leeway to be able to make such a decision. It doesn't mean that you can make such a decision. Look at the Rambam on page 165. One available. Okay. Paro. Pas Paro, we had a particular, a quickie answer. Pas Paro obviously you had to be motivated by something other than social climbing or financial security. She had that already. Therefore, we're assuming that the motivation was correct. It's a problem, but the Rambam doesn't hide from that problem. Look at the Rambam, Yudalad, on page 165. Al Yala Daitro, thank you. Sheshimshon, Hamoshias Yisroel. Last Shabbos, we read the Haftorah of Shimshon. The birth of Shimshon, enigmatic figure in Jewish history, treated as a tzaddik, Yosho, etc. The things that are recorded in his name or in his actions don't seem to carry out such a story. Nevertheless, that's so. Al yala daitcho she Shimshon Hamashiach Yisrael or Shlomo Melech Yisrael. Shenikra Yidil Hashem, Nosu Noshim Nochios Begeyuson. Married chicks? Of course not. So what's the problem? What bothering Tosfos? So how did you make them get it? Elasod Hadova Kachu. It's a nice version you don't see too often in the Rambam. I'll tell you a secret. Shamitzvah Nochonok, Sheova Geo Geos is Gaia, Bok Nachov Shema Beglamomon. Right? Sheito, Obishul Sroro, Sheyiskelo, right? Social climbing, political power, omer pnei apachad, or they're because they're afraid, like geira royos, bol ikone sedas, v'mishu bot yirach Hashem einu nosam isha yehudis, isha bet shem nosam bebocham b'chor Yisrael, no ninso lem ilo, don't find any motivation, any excuse not to accept them, modin also kovid ol ha-toro v'toro shek v'asyoso, ala me'aroso stei shifrosh. Then you give them a quick lesson in some of our difficult halachas. You tell them you have to give up eating lobster, you have to give up eating it at McDonald's, etc. You have to worry about ta'as ha-mishpocha, which you're not worrying about up to now, and so on. Im kiblu v'lo pirshu, v'lo oson she'chozru me'ahavo, me'kabl moso. She'nemar, as it says, we mentioned it last week, v'tere ki misa meses hi'lo leches ito. Normally saw that Rus was really trying to keep up, wanted badly, she was insisting, right? So they no longer dissuaded her. But as the Gemara concludes, right? Afa pikein, they gave him. Afa pikein, how you gave him, how by misgayim, and made over the shomer before the hediotos. This word, before the hediotos, introduces the question of what kind of bezdin you need to make gayos. Rabbi Tshuva will mention next time on the Maisa HaGeirus, right? All the three people, Abi Rabbonim, with Tzmicha, and what are the requirements for a Bezdin for Geirus? You see from the Rambam, certainly, you're not talking about top quality people. He calls them Hejotos. That's not a complimentary term. The real Bezdin, Sanhedrin, wouldn't know what to do with these people who came in as Jews with the authority of a Bezdin Hediotos. Lo dochen osan acher shetovlu, right? Mikol mokom acher shetovlu mikol mokom. Lo bekaven osan acher tire achrison. That opens up the whole big sad issue today of revocation of Geirus. What's Tir Achison? When? How much time? A year later you find out that they're eating at McDonald's, they're not going to shul, right? They're going to church, she put back on the cross, right? What do you do now? ולפי שגיר שלמה נושם ונוסון, וכן שמשון גיר ונוסון, והדובו ידוע שחוזרו אלו, אלא בשביל דובו. בספרו, you had a good talent to me. בספרו, big deal. Shlomo didn't impress her by his malchus. Fine, so we can accuse her of having proper motivation. But he married a bunch of other women. Not only Basparos. So therefore, lo al pi bezdin geirum. Therefore, choshvan akosov ki lehin aku will be so omdim. Why did the pasuk say that Shlomo married goyish women? That's noshim nochios. Why is there a shimshon? Does nothing mention about she underwent geirus? No, that's because Bezdin HaGadol would not give them a stamp of approval. But so Shlomo HaMelech went to a bunch of little Rebbelach, right? He should be Megayer the women of him. V'od she'chir sof ha'tchoso. She'ahein obdos ha'akum shalahem. U'bon lem bomoz he'lo ha'kosov. Kilo u'bonah. Shlomo HaMelech is denigrated by the posuk. The posuk shenemar oz yivne Shlomo bomo. Shlomo built a bomo to avoid the zohar. One was called Yedid Hashem. No, but because the wives did, and he didn't stop them. Comes the next question: why didn't he stop them? Right? I feel a no doubt she beshul dovel whom is gaya hol me umol the tovel yotzam mechal akom bechoshen olat she is borot zitkoso. I feel a chazar veyovar akom areyu ki yischol mumol shengi tuvtu. Look at the last line of Yuzayim. Ulufikach kimu Shimshon b'Shlomo nishoseim afapi sheniglos hodam. What are we supposed to do with them? They were Jewish. Therefore, he had Rachmanis on a fellow Jew. But no one understands this chamba. He had no power to stop them, really. No, he didn't have the power to stop them. He couldn't stop them. That was the penalty for political alliances. Bas Paro wanted to put up a getchke. She had her father's backing. And Shlomo wasn't prepared to take on Egypt. Mele, she could do it. The other women did it also. Okay? You think we have trouble today? Mepnezer omru chachomim koshim gerim liyisrael kitzaras. Why? Sherubon chozlim b'shvil dovel umatin es yisrael. Because most of them come with improper motivation. They came with shum dovel. And then kosha dovel lifosh b'hem achashin es gairu. Seir lamad, ir b'midbo b'maisa egel b'kibos ataybo. P'enrov ha'nesionis ha'asafsul hoi ben tchilo. Rambam blames the Erev Rav. They are the ones that joined Am Yisrael, but without that any kind of real commitment. They just, the Jews were on top, the 10 Makos, and they decided to join them. And the end result was they were the instigators for the Egel Azov. Let's do it this way. Take now page 182. There's a little tshuva of my shel that's all that the oldest tshuva that we have from him, I think. That Simi Kuf Nun Zayin. The tshuva written in Luban, written in his hometown. You all have it? Page 182. Begeir Sha'anan Shein Sha. Okay, it's just dropped out. It's a photocopy. Begeir Sha'anan Sahadi. Right. Well, we're convinced. Shelo kibul mitzvus af she omar bepesh bepiv she mekabel. It's written to Rav Shimon Trebnik Zatzal. If my history is correct, he then became the first rav of the Lubavitcher kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. What is it called? It's called 770 in that. It has the facade. You've seen it, yeah? You know, it's not far from Lourdes Airport. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It has a perfect replica of 770. Yeah. most of them don't go to the Kotel anymore. Yeah. The Mashen is topic in Ger Shalom Kibel Olam Mitzvus and Yashav Ger. Poshur Ubo Shein Ger Klal Af Bidi Eved Vechein Hora Abimori Agon. A few chubis, three of them I'm thinking, where he quotes his father. So that's how his father Paskin, that's Reb David, Paskin Halocha Lamaise Beste Rebbe Bubde Kazoo Shein Ger Klal. There was such a case. It's the rabbin that's in Russian, it means old rabbi. It's the rabbin is old rabbi. The town was called the old rabbi town because the town had a reputation for taking always the greatest posik available to them. Usually an old rabbi, so the town got that name. Has another name also, but that name stuck. It's the rabbin. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. That's the key line. What does it mean, Bein Lekula? New people, quickly.
You'll use it,
you'll sell
them your Chanukah Pesach, or you'll use
them in
the Shabbos
Kula. No. Hoshen Kedushin. So it means one thing. He gave Kedushin to a Jewish woman. You have to worry about it now. If he's a Ger, and then he became a Shegetz, you have to worry about Kedushin. You need a Get. Right? If he's never a Ger, then there's Ein Choshen L'Kedushin. That's what L'Kula means. Right? Right. You don't allow, I mean, you paskin L'Kula on his Gerus. Right? Shekapolos Mitzvos Ma'akev. We'll come to it again. Af im omar bepiv shemekabel mitzvos im anan sahadik sheinu mekabel olov behemes einu klum. The ger shemahane l'shem ishus b'dievet. The Gemara doesn't pass that way. The Gemara says kulam gerim heim, right? Aire shebeshvil ishus kiblo mitzvos behemes. That's what the language of the Dvor is. Agav unsei gomar, right? ומקבל ובור ופושט כל זה אומר רבי מורי הגאון בפירש או כשהורו ובכלל that he has now his own אין יודע עד כמה רבונים הטועים בזה דאף לדדהו על כל פונם אין תועלס איזה תועלס הם מביאים בזה לקהל ישראל שמקבלים גרים כאלו דבר אלו נכל אלא קודש בורך הוא לעם ישראל שישאלו גרים כאלו בישראל. That's a very important line. Why? Because you can't say it today. Apply that line to the Russian problem in Eretz Yisrael. Who needs them? I tell you a secret, they're here. They ask me, should they come? That's one question. But they're here, and their children are in school with your children. Right? And they're mixing up the whole Yichus of Am Yisrael. You got to do something. Ezer to Ellis to accept the game. What that people know, these are not exactly the proudest Jews that we're going to make. Yet they're looking for an Eitzer. What should you do? How do you resolve it? So Mitchum, next year we have Rav Unterman's Shuvah. If you get a chance to look at it, it's a lengthy Shuvah. But one that speaks with the sadness of the reality and the optimism of the future. This little tshuva, written a long time ago, is backed up by a more recent tshuva. Look at page 181, page before. Okay, the first tshuva, the Geirus to Rabbi Reforma. This answers all the questions that we have today here in America. We have no problem saying a Geirus performed by Reform, or as we'll see the next tshuva, by conservative, has no halachic import whatsoever. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, let's see, in this case, in this tshuva, he refuses to give a get to his wife. He went ahead and left the Jewish faith and went back to his old religion. But his original geirus was by a reform. And therefore, there's no shaila that she can remarry. The Jewish wife, the ex-Jewish wife, can remarry without benefit of get. That's the test of absolute psak, no suffix. That's a bados. But there you have a lot of help in possibly that way. Why? Most likely, there might have not even been any milo or tefila. Reform didn't require it. So the second truth on conservative is a little more significant. It's written to I had the pleasure of meeting it, Rav Schwartzman from Winnipeg, Canada. He'll still be around. This was already a little different one. This was run by a conservative rabbi. And here you have introduced this problem of Dvorim Shebalev versus the Dvorim that he said Bepeh. So I'll see if you can, I don't want to you the rest of the time, but if you can pick up with me the second paragraph on this next tshuva. Nochish is Gaia Benito Shol Kibul Mitzvos. Better do it. The second column in that tshuva, the top of the column, Abu Ulai. The first part is pretty much a repeat, right? To assume that there was flaws in the geirus, in the Maisa geirus, there was a lack of a proper motivation, etc. Then comes this Ulai. Abba Ulai, you have it three lines from the top in the second, the third column on the page, the second column of the tshuva. Abba Ulai yesh donu lochush shema b'shas kabaloso hamitzos b'piv b'tnei abezdin kibil kein gam b'libo v'achazer choza bo sho nevatil geirusa v'hu kedin yisrael mumo. After saying clearly don't think they do it right, etc., etc., right? But then we have a problem. That's the problem of go paskin l'kule. You want to read matzah and eshes ish le'alma? Don't require a get. You want to make kumis? Fine, but you can't make kumis. And therefore he goes into that question. After really stating clearly, I know it's not a good geilos, but. Question is, how big a gap do you need between Kabbalah's Hamitzos and the ham sandwich? And he brings the rayas, critical rayas, all from the sugi in Shechita. A shoychet shechted an animal, right? And 20 minutes later, he attended the service at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Question is, when did he become a mumor? Right. On the trip from the slaughterhouse to St. Patrick's, that's when he reconsidered and suddenly decided to accept a new faith, right? Or is there a little suspicion he might have been not such a kosher yid to begin with, and then I'm worried about not about him. The heck with him. What about my animal? Is it a kosher animal? Is it a nevela, or can I serve it at a Memorial Day barbecue? That's being the rice. You see from there that the halacha is willing to consider that a person could go ahead and make a commitment and then change his mind. Alpha became the end of the tshuva, nevertheless, he introduces that possibility. Now that remains, especially now in Eretz Yisrael, as one of the big considerations. Namely, we don't teach them too much, remember. We don't teach a ger too much. It could very well be that the little bit we told him was acceptable. Basher Toloni Olin, Basher Temusi Omus, right? That didn't cover Kol HaTorah Kula. Then he finds out the details of Saras HaMishpocha. He listened to the Jews, says he can't sleep with his wife for 2 weeks every year, every month, and maybe more, and then the Shilas said all kinds of crazy things. That's not for him. And then he gives it up. No, that's a Yisrael Shechoto, Yisrael. That's the problem. In this particular case, he goes, okay, neither, you look at the end of the tshuva, she'en eish esish, umutel sinosi l'cholodom chusmi l'kohen shenifsal b'biyas anochi. That's for Kohen, she's asura, because b'biyas anochi passes on the kud, it makes her a halola. Just watching the clock a little bit, pick up Melamed Lahoel, page 221. There aren't too many Shalosh Shuvos Tovim that you can take along on the subway and read comfortably on the subway. Rav Hoffman Zatzal, greatest posek out of Germany, writes Shuvos, first of all, a subway ride of 20 minutes can let you cover at least 15 tshuvos. He writes succinctly and with great what people felt was great leniencies, but loved after. Mm-hmm. Here you have the issue that the Rav Chaim Eiser spends much time at. Question of, can we trade off Isurim? So the Chaim Eiser points out in all the Shilas, you left out a critical partner to the Shilas, and that is the Beis Din. Beis Din, you're very nice. You're nice to tell me that, you know, okay, kulam geirim heim. But you told me you got to be a Bezin Shel Adyotos to accept it to begin with. I don't want to be called a Hedger. You're going to force me to do a Geirus? Why should I do a Geirus for him? It's not like a top-notch Geirus. So if I don't participate, there's no Geirus. You're asking Bezin to do something that's improper because in the end result, it'll be beneficial to the individual. Is that fair? So you see, Chaim Eiser says he doesn't want to make many leniencies. He does, after all, because he had no choices either. Muhammad Ahol introduces the question. A couple comes to you and you know this is not your best customer. You'd rather they didn't come to you. But they came to you. Do you have an obligation? Because if you don't, cooperate with them. They'll go to the reform rabbi, or they'll go to a civil court and get married. They are not dependent upon you, your psak. Yet they say, if you help us, we'll become Jews. So look at a little tshuva. It's marked off, you pay hay. You have it there? Dinin kabolas giyora sherosel inosel yehudi. Right. Kvarisir b'shem ashach shakol lefi ruseinei habezdin. He says it very clearly. But when I've been using the term before, subjectivity comes in. Bezdin has some elbow room to paskin nishayvus. Vinei bizmanenu ishoma. His time, you're talking about the late 1800s, early 1900s. Kiven diyecholo linosei liyehudi af begeyuso. No problem. There was once a time when a Catholic couldn't marry a Jew. Now without being put up on a pyre, I mean, give him zreifa. Couldn't do it. The government wouldn't allow a Jew to marry a Catholic. And now he says it's after the emancipation, and they can get married in the courts. Ve'im ein mekabel oso ha-Yehudi yiso oso b'tzivilia, in the civil courts. Ve'od shim lo yekabel oso rav yirei Hashem yelech otelech etzel echad mischachim, some of the new rabbis shemekabel geiros b'li tvila v'bezden u'b'li kabel asmissos, referring to the reform movement in Germany. Ve'oz tiyeh nechshevet du'yeros avshi hinochis. Yet she'll pass over, she becomes a Passover Jew. But pass over the line, not this generation, so next generation the kids will be Jewish. And here you have it. Mutav lechos hara b'miyuto, do a little avere, ulekablo, im tavtiach shimizgayro l'shem shemayim, shetikayim kol ha-mitzvos, ubeprat, mitzvos Shabbos, nido, macholos asuros. Oz, kol ze tavtiach of Erzvot by her Anna. There was a time, I guess, his time, when still something, a man would say something, I do this on my Anna. Once a time in America where shaking of a hand, right, to shake on something was as good as a contract. The only place we still have some kind of integrity without written contracts is in the jewelry trade. We're still, a $1 million deal can be closed with two words by the Goyim and by the Jews. Mazel Brocha. Goyim say the same thing. Mazel Brocha completes a deal. They have a special Bezdin that settles disputes on that. But Mazel Brocha is absolute ironclad contract. The gamoz balo yaziru, watch this language. So yikach esishto, warn the man, don't start up with her. Why? Im you do a loshit dekayim kolayil, unless he's mekayim all these mitzvahs. Why? Tell him you're crazy. You're sleeping with a shiksa. There's no isa koris. Not a nice thing to do, but there's no isa koris. I'll make her Jewish. You'll have isa koris. So why do you want to start up with her? Better off as you are. What then? You want her to become Jewish because you really want it. Then you realize you're now entering into Isa Koris because of that. The Beloze Akilkul Yosef Alatikun. You make it worse. My Derech Moshel Imivol Nido Goya Einem Mechuyev Koris Elamidivri Kabbalah. It's the Isa Drabonah. Vim Nizgayru. Mechuyev Koris Midaraisa. Vim Gam Habal Meid Achay Iyum Shishto Bizgayera Shem Shemayim. It's all the subjectivity that we mentioned. You meet with a husband and he tries to convince you that she means it, that she's going to be, as we decided, we're going to be Jewish. Right? Oz yesh lekabel ofen in this galel. Tam efshel, I brought in lachko etzel anoshim acherim she'enem nogim bedovo shu hosev v'gayah b'emes ubelev tomim. Then Mato also instruction to the rabbi. Ask to meet some of their friends and get from them a feeling whether this is for real or not. That's the subject to it. A different approach than the one that my Shreya Zatzal expresses in his students. Here there's a stronger attempt to reach out. We've got to try to work out something. That's what they're trying to build on in Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to go because they're dealing with a different time and different place. They're not dealing they're dealing with Russians who for 70 years were indoctrinated that religion is evil, religion is the cause of wars, etc., etc. And it's not that they're not religious, they're anti-religious. That's very hard to overcome. See, during our time, we get maybe just one more thing, then we'll try to finish off. I mean, the next 2 times to cover most everything. In some of my deal with Ger Chotan, we come back to issues of motivation there. Just look at Shuviv, someone who is not well known, but deserves better reputation for being one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of America, Rav Henkin, that's on page 240. I had the schus one night a week. You know, she was about over 2:30. Hello. Rav Henkin. I had the schus one night a week. I used to come and read the Gemara for him. He was blind. He had no furniture in the house. He sat on wooden cases from the vegetable store that was underneath his apartment house where he lived. And they would send up the orange crates. So he said they're perfectly comfortable. Since he took money from Ezra's Torah, he was the director of Ezra's Torah, he said they only... It's sucker money. You only give me kedei chayav. There's no reason why he needs a chair. Orange crate is just as good. That's the kind of a fellow he was. He turned blind, so we had set up a series of yeshiva bochim. Each one would come in for an hour, 2 hours, and read the Gemara out loud for him. He was a close friend of my Shvele, a close friend of my father, and on, in fact, every big issue in Halacha, they disagreed. From a kind of schach for sukkit to geirus in yomim, etc. Nevertheless, he was a fabulous posek, just that, unfortunately, his language is so concise there that it's not so easy to read his truths. He wrote like he was writing telegrams rather than the more expansive nusach that my Shreya used. Pick up the shoot, I'm 240, it's all the time. We'll have, are you people okay yet for another few minutes? B'shas HaShoah, lo kach Yehudi isha nochis b'Rusya, u'bo imo lebedina zu b'cheskas Yehudim. There was no geirus. They met after, they met in DP camp. They married at a time when no one worried about being Jewish, they worried about being alive. This nago ki Yehudim bekashrus Shabbos kerogel bedinuzu. Gam mosu yadeim li yeshivos laborim en yodim tivimum shinochet shalus gairo. The children were pure goyim. There was no attempt at geirus. They were embarrassed. First they got married, the heck with everybody. Then they found themselves back in the Jewish community, and he was embarrassed to say that he married a sheikh. So he just didn't do anything about it. Years went by and they have grown children. Right? Now they decided to, they want to do it right. etc. Therefore, better. There'll be no shidduchim for them. Who's going to marry them? They're goyim. A girl, goyim, a guy, he's a good boy, he's a yeshiva bochum, but they're goyim. Pure goyim, no shayla on that. They'll be megayas, have a girl. What kind of wife will they get? Ubetzem hagero shalhem av shekoshim geirim, aber chagavnele zvien yezaiti, ein litros mikam etomim. Here you should do the geirus. Now, after you hear, he doesn't discuss. Geirim means the mother, and all the children, of course, need geirus, right? Look what he quotes, though. That's the brilliance. Al pi haramor. What does that mean? According to Rabban and Dinam Ki Yisrael, they're goyim, pure goyim, right? Second, Mikivan Shele Eitz Kazos, Eid Gerim Gvurim, right? Who Bebchina as Ki Gershuna Yom Lissabe Blachas Hashem, fabulous line, they nishtehi, nishtehe, what are you going to do with these people? It's a tragedy. They're not goyim, these are yeshiva boys. They're not Jews, they're goyim. What do you do with them? You gotta do something for them. Right? Three, Mikivan Shen Hilchzukul Yehudim, Mr. Paknoim Avim, Imam Neman Loma Shenim Yehudim. Maybe I could paskin they don't need Gerus. Since they had a Cheskas goy, no, Cheskas Jew. Chazok, they didn't come from goyim. They grew up in yeshiva. They're perfectly fine Jews. Now two people show up and say that they're not Jewish. Who can trust these two people when one is a shiksa, right? And the other one is an eid echod? Maybe the eid echod, a father, has a right. Yeah, but he claims he's not the father. Because the mother was a shiksa, he's not the father. But the second one, the first one is interesting. What does he mean there? The halacha that he refers to is achoso min anochis eino chayv olea. He has a sister. He is megaya. Right? I'm sorry, he is the son of a father who also had a relationship with a shiksa. He's a Jew, he's a full-blooded Jew. Then he goes ahead, he has an affair with that girl who is his sister from the same father. Right? He's a chosa minam. If it was a Jewish woman, chayv kores. Here, there's no relationship between them, right? Therefore, the Gemara says, "Ain't no chayav aleh." There's no yisur kores. But there, so the Gemara says, "That's only midaraisa," right? That havlad holech acha hashifcho acha noches, ava midarabonon havezaro, right? Therefore, yesh lachmir lechatchila. and not allow them to have any. He cannot marry her if she becomes a Geras. He wants to marry her. He cannot marry her because she's his sister. Why, she's not his sister. It's only sister to the father. So you see, what is he from here? That from the father, there's some Jewishness in him. Even though the father had a shiksa for a wife, and he was born from the shiksa, but the fatherhood impacts upon it, l'chumra. Therefore, you can't argue with me, don't make him into a ger. He's a half ger anyway. He's already midrabbonon, he's Jewish. That's midrabbonon Jewish. It means midrabbonon, we gave him the chumra being Jewish. You can't do that to a fellow. Give him the chumra being Jewish, not letting him become Jewish, that cannot be. Okay, we'll stop here. If you people get a chance, there to look through the unit, it's Rav Stein put it out nicely on Ger Kotem. That's the bibliography on Ger Kotem. Did you give out the thing I gave you? Okay, what I gave you will tie it in the Ger Kotem business. Is this terrible calamity that just happened in Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yoshe changed his mind on ovum transfer, who is the mother? Because I got my name in the Wall Street Journal on that one. Yeah. So I gave you both the Wall Street Journal and the thing.
Thank you, everyone.